We are looking at the effects of lockdown and indeed lockdown easing for blind and partially sighted people because we're getting out and about. But how easy or how difficult is that? And should we have some concerns around the future as well? Well, today we're heading to Northern Ireland. Joe Kenny is there. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
No problem, Alan. Glad to be here.
Joe, as someone with a visual impairment then, what does the easing of lockdown mean for you? Is it positive or are there some negatives in there as well?
Well, I mean, for me, I have to say the whole lockdown experience and now the kind of emerging from lockdown is like, I've never experienced anything like this in my life. I'm sure I'm not alone in that. I mean, in lockdown, it seemed to come out of nowhere. I felt, you know, like it seemed to come very quickly. And like in the space of a day or two, you were faced with, you know, quite significant obstacles going into your local shops and services. For example, like I remember going to the Tesco one morning to do my shopping, and all of a sudden I was met with, you know, cones and tape and a queue. Doors were locked and you could only let in one in and one out. And then when I got in, then I found a lot of shop staff and were reluctant to actually offer an arm for guiding, which was completely disconcerting to me because I'm totally blind. And so I found the whole thing quite disconcerting. Now we're emerging from lockdown. There's all these signs, these visual cues and signs that have emerged out of nowhere, and that they're all kind of obviously inaccessible to me and others like myself. So I'm sort of trying to tell everybody that I can't read these new signs that you have up in their shops, or these, you know, red and green light systems that you have now and all these fancy bits of tech. And I think there's a bit more public awareness needs to be done about, you know, people who own shops or run services to actually cater for people who can't see, you know.
Did the social distancing then throw up problems for you? Because obviously you're unable to see that, you know, people round about you and maintain that 2 meter or 1 meter distance.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone through a bit of a journey with this in my head, I suppose, because immediately, yes, we can't, if you're totally blind or you have significant sight loss, it's very difficult to stay a distance from someone, especially if you're unaware they're there. Like if they're standing still, how do you know to avoid them? It is difficult. And I find myself jumping back sometimes going, oops, sorry, didn't realize. And, you know, hoping that they didn't mind. And then you realize that, well, A, it's not my fault. And B, you know, other people can see me coming too. So perhaps they could say, you know, hi, I'm here. And it, as this has gone on, I'm sort of now of the opinion, like, you know, it's okay to say to someone who's blind, or you see someone with a guide dog or a cane, to say something like, you know, can I assist you? And assistance doesn't mean it getting physically close. It can just be a verbal check that, you know, so that just to let them know that you're there. Maybe they could use assistance if they can't find, you know, something or a doorway or something in this new environment that's sprung up over the last kind of couple of weeks. For example, a lot of shops now have like a queuing system outside. So that can sometimes be barriers, like fixed barriers, or it can just be literally tape or a line on the pavement or the road, which obviously we can't follow very well. And so I'm appealing to anybody who can see a bit. If you see somebody struggling or you see somebody who can't see too well, just say that you're there, offer assistance like you would have before lockdown. And it does, it really helps, you know.
I mean, until we get a vaccine, you know, it looks like this is going to be the new norm. And that goes for things like public transport as well. Are you more apprehensive then about doing things like that?
I am. I have to be honest. Like, I took my first trip on a bus there at the weekend from March. And it was, I find myself quite daunted by the whole thing, because you hear on the news now, it's, you know, you have to wear face coverings on public transport. You know, and I totally get the point. It's to protect us all. And then you hear about, you know, there's less people allowed on buses and all these kind of things. And also, I would quite often ask for assistance from the bus station staff or the train station staff to find the correct bus, or, you know, that kind of thing. And I was quite daunted by the whole thing, but you just have to get out there. Don't be put off by this sort of stuff. And you've got to get out and do it. If you find a service that's maybe not considered the needs of people with sight loss, I think it's our job. We have to educate them before it's too late. We're all going through this together, this emerging from lockdown experience. And I think now is the time that we need to get out there and say, look, blind people have a set of different difficulties, if you like, to people who can see. With a bit of thought and a bit of consideration, it can be thought through. It can be got around, and you can, you know, get out there and do what you used to do, i.e., you know, public transport, or, you know, going to restaurants or shopping, whatever it is you used to do, it can be done.
If you had, say, a single golden rule or piece of advice that you could give, perhaps say to members of the public or shop or public transport staff, what would you think that would be?
I think what I would say would be, imagine having the world that you were used to changed overnight. And then think about that when you're planning your service, your shop, your business. And just think of that from a blind person's point of view. What did they used to rely on that they still need now, i.e. people who can offer help? All these visual signs and things that have gone up, but we can't see those. So think of another way. You educate your staff, make sure that if they see a blind person, to offer assistance, be vocal. You know, it's the only way, I think, we all have to get through this together, you know.
Joe Kenny, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.